Okay, you can be seated. For our confession today, confession assurance, we're going to practice what's called a prayer of recollection. Okay, this kind of prayer works well in a journaling setting, so that's why you've been given a note card and pen today. So if you weren't able to grab those, we've got ushers able to help out. Anybody get a note card and pen? Anybody not get a note card and pen on your way in? Everybody got one? Oh my goodness. Oh, over here. We got one over here. Oh, a couple over here. Tracy, you on that one? You're the best. I don't care what Russ says. You are the best. Her brother. You know how brothers are. All right, so when Tracy comes back out, just slip your hand up and she'll get that those note card and prayer for you. So anyone of any age can participate in this activity that we're about to do. And here's how it goes. So a prayer of recollection is exactly what it sounds like. Just bringing to mind things that we might have forgotten. Anybody ever forget anything? That's not the confession part, so I haven't got there yet. The first thing I'd like you to do here is just to write down a few phrases that describe yourself, okay? So just start with the words, I am. Take one side of the card and just start writing down a few words that describe yourself. I'll give you some examples while you're writing. Things like, I'm a spouse or husband, wife. I'm a church volunteer. I'm an American. An employee. I'm a son or daughter. You getting the idea? Student, a runner, however you would describe yourself. There's many things that you can put on your list. So I'm going to pause here so you can just write a few things on your card while we're playing some music. You have a lot to say about yourself. That's good. You're getting the idea. Thank you. So now you probably wrote some factual things, right? Things that indicate how you perceive your value or how you perceive yourself. Maybe you wrote down things that you do or who you are in relation to someone else. I don't know exactly what you wrote, but maybe something like that. But when we find ourselves searching for our value and worth from our accomplishments, or if we find ourselves searching for our value and worth from other people, then we would probably agree that we quickly run into trouble, don't we? Ideally, we've got to learn to see ourselves as our Creator sees us. So let me give you a few examples of that. How about, I'm a beloved son or daughter of God? Or, I'm chosen by the King of the universe. I'm an heir of God's kingdom. Or there's a song we sing, I am new, right? Forgiven, beloved, hidden in Christ, right? Made in the image of the giver of life. Like those kind of things are meant to help us understand how God sees us. Sometimes we don't see ourselves the way God sees us and we get into trouble. So we're going to spend a quiet minute now talking to the Lord. What I want you to do at this point is just to close your eyes, ask Jesus to help you recall how he sees you. Maybe there's some phrases or some words that especially have meaning to you. And I want you just to close your eyes. Go ahead and do that now. Ask the Lord just to help you recall how he sees you. And then as you recall those things, just write whatever he tells you on the back side of the card. So you flip the card over, write those things on the back side of the card. And I also want you to consider how these new identities impact your life inside and outside of these walls. So just do that while the music plays. God, how do you see me? Help me remember. as you're doing this, something else to pray about. Just confess the ways that we have valued ourselves differently than God does. Or maybe confess just not seeing ourselves how God sees us, or maybe elevating our labels and ways of identifying ourselves over the way that God sees us. Let's do that too while the music plays. Good to get a quiet moment like this, isn't it? Don't get a whole lot of those. I'm going to wrap this moment up with a prayer, but it would be really good for you to do this during the week. Take this exercise into your prayer life during the week. We'll post this with our sermons, so if you want to maybe listen to it again or read through it again just to get the idea, you'll be able to do that. So let me wrap us up here in prayer. Father, the most foundational and helpful way to see ourselves, the best way we can identify ourselves and claim this is that we are in Christ. There's no better way, no more accurate way, no more foundational, important way than to see that we are in Christ. If we've accepted your Son by grace through faith, then we are clothed with his righteousness, with full pardon from guilt and full acceptance from you. This is so game-changing, life-altering. In Christ, we are precious in your eyes. We are your beloved and secure. We are empowered for the journey ahead. Knowing these things, Father, we open our hearts and our minds to you as we reject the wearying weight of finding our value in relational labels or in the things that we do. In Jesus' name.